Let's look at another story now. It's nearly 2 months since the Ulster Bank computer breakdown hit thousands of customers. The bank is still not keeping all its customers satisfied. Where have we heard this before? Leslie, morning to you, Leslie.
Good morning.
What's happened?
I've had a couple of charges from paying bills late, basically because I couldn't access my Ulster Bank account during the whole fiasco. And I've been trying to get those charges refunded by Ulster Bank. I phoned up the customer helpline several times to be told different things each time. The latest that I was told a few days ago was that because it wasn't a direct debit or standing order that they weren't being refunded. I got a call from Ulster Bank yesterday to say that's not actually the case. They will be refunded.
What do you mean they weren't being refunded? How did you incur these charges?
I couldn't pay my credit card bills on time, basically, because the wages,
because they had taken your money and you couldn't get it out again.
Exactly, yeah. My wages weren't showing up as being in my account, so it looked like I had no money and couldn't pay any of my bills on time.
So you get stung by the credit card companies?
Exactly, yeah. I got a £12 charge from each one that I couldn't pay on time. And, you know, I know it's only £12, but it's my £12. And, you know, that's a lot of money for each charge, each bill, you know.
And when you rang up the Ulster Bank customer care line?
First of all, I was told different things. I was told to call into the branch and get it refunded. And then the branch said that no, they weren't refunding it. They didn't have a procedure. They didn't know when this was going to be in place. So I phoned the care line again and they said, oh, was it a direct debit or standing order? I said, no, I pay by my debit card. And they said, no, we're not refunding those. They're not actually going to be refunded unless it's a direct debit or standing order.
You know, this bank cocked up so much during the technical fault, disrupted people's lives so much, lost the faith of so many customers throughout Northern Ireland. You would have thought that they would be sitting down, making sure that they get it right in the aftermath.
That's what I would have thought, but apparently they still have no procedure in place of how they're going to refund any of their customers or any idea of what's actually happening. So we're all still sitting...
Well, who has told you they have no procedure in place?
I got a call yesterday from a girl called Katrina in Ulster Bank. She works in the head office and she's dealing with the complaints department, I believe. And she said that they're still waiting to hear what their procedure is. I take it from the head office.
So Ulster Bank told you this?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon.
So you still haven't got your money back?
No, and no idea when or how. And this is nearly 2 months later.
Are you going to stay with the bank?
No. Once I get everything sorted out, I'm definitely moving. I'm actually in the process of moving, but I still have my account open until everything's sorted out.
Ulster Bank have issued a statement to The Nolan Show. They say, while we do not comment on individual cases, why not? It's handy, isn't it? Don't comment on individual cases, Ulster Bank. That's really, really handy.
Yeah.
Really, really handy indeed. Why not? Do you give permission to comment in your case?
Yeah, certainly.
There we go. Kind of blows Ulster Bank's little thesis out of the water then, doesn't it? They couldn't possibly comment an individual case, although it's your individual case and you want it commented upon.
Definitely.
Yeah, wonderful. While we do not comment on individual cases, say Ulster Bank, we have already started to correct and reverse fees and charges to Ulster Bank customers impacted by this issue. We have already started to correct. How far on, Ulster Bank, are you through that process? We continue to work through the details on how we will address out-of-pocket expenses. Well, look at this. We continue to work through the details on how we will address out-of-pocket expenses. So in other words, they don't know yet.
Yeah.
Work through the details. That's bank speak. That's corporate speak for they haven't made their mind up yet.
Yeah, pretty much.
And recognition of inconvenience caused, and we will provide details to our customers as soon as we can. So there's no commitment in terms of a time scale. There's nothing decided yet whatsoever in terms of refunds.
No. I don't really think that's good enough when it's 2 months later and people are still... I mean, I'm not the only person, obviously, who's affected, and I'm sure there's people far worse off. and we're still sitting with no idea of what's happening or when it's happening.
So since you've been in touch with us, has anybody been back to you about your 12 quid?
Just the call I got yesterday to say they're still working out the procedure. That's been it.
So you don't know why you're getting the money or not?
No idea.
Good job, Ulster Bank. Good job in the aftermath. Good job. Thank you very much indeed.
No problem.
Thank you for bringing the story to us.